a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Now, we're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of the Apostle Peter, and today we explore Peter's inadequacy. Let's go back to the story in Luke chapter 5 and verse 6. "They caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man.' For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, 'Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people.' When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him." Peter's inadequacy is in view here. Peter, the career fisherman, has been upstaged in his area of expertise of fishing by a carpenter, of all people, well, a carpenter preacher type. And experiencing the miracle reveals the limitations of Peter's humanity. He can't do the kind of thing that Jesus does. And what Peter sees sends him to his knees. Peter connects the presence of Jesus with his own sinfulness. "Go away, I'm a sinful man." Something about Jesus exposes his unrighteousness, his lack of purity. And that awareness of his unrighteousness leads him to a desire for aloneness. He wants to get as far away as possible from Jesus at that point. The humbling of Peter must have been very uncomfortable for him. Think about something you are really good at. Now, imagine someone who knows nothing about your area of expertise telling you how to do it. How would you feel? I mean, Jesus was no fisherman and Peter was an expert, and fish in that part of the world were not caught in the daytime or in deep water. Jesus asked Peter to do something, frankly, ridiculous. Why do you think Peter did what Jesus asked? Do you think it might have something to do with him sitting in the boat as Jesus taught back in verse 3? The nets began to break and then Peter's heart reached breaking point. What might be the connection between these incidents? Now, once Jesus has reassured Peter, he gives him a calling that Peter immediately takes up. And I wonder why Peter did that so quickly, without any hesitation. Peter and his companions left everything to follow Jesus. And so did you. And so did I when we made the decision to be a disciple. Do you still remember what you gave up? The evidence of your inadequacy? Do you remember the things that you used to put your confidence in, used to put your hope in, used to have vision for that you discovered were actually empty? Do you still remember what they were? It might be a helpful exercise to pray and to write down the things that you left behind, that you deliberately put aside, and why you did so. How your inadequacy in those areas was the gateway, having recognized it, to then Jesus giving you his own adequacy, giving you his own heart, his own spirit, and connecting you with his heavenly Father, giving you what you needed as purpose, as mission, as salvation, as hope. Remembering what we've given up, remembering the focus of our inadequacy, can be helpful in increasing our joy in the present. Take some time today to pray about what you've given up, including your own sense of inadequacy. And I hope you find your heart, life, congregation, and your whole world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.